The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
8 years ago, Ruth Ware captivated readers with the story of Lo Blacklock aboard the Aurora. And now she's back for a second installment of Lo's adventures. This time round, Lo is happily married and the mother of two children and is swapping a cruise ship for a luxury Swiss hotel. Because who wouldn't? Let's face it. So with all the excitement, another stellar novel and an upcoming series on the telly box, I'm delighted to say Ruth Ware is with us now. Hiya, Ruth.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks so much for having me.
It's lovely to have you. Netflix, eh?
I know, it's a bit fancy, isn't it? I'm very excited for this autumn.
And tell us a little bit about who is playing Lo, because I mean, when did you find that out and how excited are you by it?
Well, that was a real pinch me moment. I can't actually remember exactly when in the process I heard, but I do very vividly remember getting an email from my film agent saying, you know, so Keira Knightley has been cast as Lo, and me saying to my agent, what, as in the Keira Knightley? And yeah, she was like,
yeah, not the cheap Mexican Keira Knightley, the actual Keira Knightley is going to be performing.
But, you know, the rest of the cast is just amazing as well. There's so many incredible people in there, from, you know, Hannah Waddington to Guy Pearce. And yeah, it's the whole thing has been a dream come true.
So there's a bit of a budget going behind this then, by the sound of it.
Luckily, I'm not in charge of that side of things, so I don't have to.
What one of the big challenges for any author is relinquishing this beautiful novel that they will have written, and they will have had in mind what the characters look like, and they will know what, you know, their own storyboard. Is it hard to do that? Are you happy enough that Keira Knightley is Lo?
Well, do you know what? It's funny because I often get asked, you know, to dream cast my novels in interviews and stuff, like, who would you play so and so? And I never know what to say, because you're quite right. I have such a vivid idea of who these characters are that it's sort of like being asked to, you know, who would play your dad in a movie? And it's like, well, you know, my dad's my dad. He's not Harrison Ford or whatever. So in a way, of course, you know, the actors aren't exactly like how I imagine the characters in my head. But it's been such a privilege kind of handing my book over to this incredible team. And I think one thing that I never realised until I was sort of involved in a very small way with the film kind of industry is just what a huge thing it is. Like, how many people are working on every single production, on every single detail to make this thing as good as it can be. And so it does feel a little bit like, you know, waving my baby off to kindergarten, but I feel like it's in really good hands.
Tell us a little bit about Lo, because she's an interesting character, it's fair to say, and she had an awful time on the boat.
She does. I think that's partly why it took me so long to write a sequel. People kept saying, you know, what happened, what happened? And I kept thinking about it and thinking about her next adventures. But I put her through so much in The Warning, Kevinton. The poor woman never has more than 5 minutes to sit down. And when she does, she's sort of stressing out about something and, you know, downing a drink to calm her nerves. So I felt like she needed a good long rest between books. But yeah, she is an interesting character. She's someone who kind of struggles a lot with sort of her own nerves, her own anxieties. She struggles in The Woman in Cabin 10 with having seen something, a crime being committed. And she's not believed because she isn't seen as a credible witness. But in Suite 11, she's in a much better place. She's had two kids. She's really secure in her relationship. And she's sort of thinking about things from another angle, which is how she gets back into the workplace, which I think is, you know, something a lot of women experience after having kids. You've got to kind of, you know, get back on that horse, and that can be a real challenge. So that's what prompts her to venture out into the world of travel writing again with this trip to this incredible hotel in Switzerland, where obviously, because it's one of my novels, stuff goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I would have changed careers if I was her. I mean, there's other elements of journalism she could have moved into that perhaps would be less stressful.
Right, she could have done lovely Zoom interviews from her office.
She could have written a book.
To be fair, she has done that in the interim. So that's part of why it takes her a while to get back. She writes a book about her experiences in the Woman in Cabin 10 called Dark Waters. And actually, that was a really fun kind of subplot of the woman in Suite 11. And she's sort of face to face with some of the people that she's written about and kind of slightly nervous about how they're going to deal with their portrayal.
Isn't that always a risk, though, for any author, that someone will read it and go, hang on a second, that looks a bit like me. There's always, because we always write from our own experience, even if it is fictionalised.
Absolutely. And, you know, that I'm very clear, I never base any of my characters wholesale on real people. But I have still had people come up to me and going, look, come on, be honest. You know, wasn't that so and so? Or isn't that a little bit of me? And people have never guessed right. It's never been the right inspiration. But it is something that I've always felt slightly nervous about, you know, creating a really horrible character and then having someone come up to me and go, you based that on me and I'm going to sue you. So I guess there was a little bit of my anxieties bleeding over into Low there. Like, yeah, what's it like to go to a party and have someone come up to you and go, your book was terrible?
I know. Well, it is a risk that you take on board. But again, you've put on the record, it's not based on anyone real. It's like one of those disclaimers that they put up at the end of an American film. That it's not based on anyone in real life.
All
events are fiction. But, you know, she has two kids here as well. So, I mean, there's a good gap between it. Has that changed her outlook?
I think it has, because in The Woman in Cabin 10, you know, obviously she wants to get home, she wants to be safe, she wants to see her boyfriend again. But she's really, her sort of primary responsibility is to herself and to the truth. And, you know, Lo's always had a little bit of a saviour complex. She's always been someone who's unable to see someone else in trouble without kind of diving in to try and find a solution. But she's very aware in Suite 11 that actually her responsibility now is really to get home for her kids. And that makes the stakes for her much, much higher. She can't take the same risks that she took in Cabin 10 because she owes it to her kids to get home safe. So that was kind of a really nice thing to write, in a way. It made it more stressful, but there's also a sweetness to knowing that there's people back there who care about her a lot.
Yeah, so there's a woman in Cabin 10, then she's in Suite 11. Is she going to be on Flight 12 in the next novel, burning chance?
My lips are absolutely sealed, but I will say that the ending leaves that a possibility. So
excellent. Yeah. So in other words, the misery continues to follow poor Lo as she moves around the continent. Look, it sounds like you're having the time of your life amid all of this, Ruth. And I'm always fascinated at the journey that brought you to your first successful novel that's now led to your second massively successful novel. I mean, presumably there was a lot of blood, sweat and tears, got to the point at which you're getting Keira Knightley to star in the adaptation of your book?
Well, I wish I could say it was all down to my own hard work, but the truth is, I think I've just carried on doing what I've always done, which is to make up stories that amuse me in my head, you know, things that concern me or make me wake up at 1 a.m. in a sweat thinking, oh, I'm so glad that didn't happen to me. And just, you know, write them down and hope that readers enjoy them. And the hard work and the, you know, the Netflix thing is very much no exception, has always been other people making stuff happen. You know, my amazing publishers for getting the book out there, readers for taking it, reading it, recommending it. So I feel incredibly lucky to be where I am today. I certainly don't think it's anything I've done apart from putting my poor characters through some hopefully entertaining adventures.
Yeah, but there's a large collection, Dark Dark Wood, One Perfect Couple, The Lion Game, all of which are probably being read on poolsides right now, as indeed is the woman in Suite 11, which is a fantastic read, and we wish you the very best of luck. Ruth Ware, continued success and good luck meeting Keira Knightley.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.